I understand why a manager wants to work with his own people, yeah, because he's worked with them for years. So there's an element of belief in them and a work ethic that is that they're used to, and that is something they want to bring into the new football club. That's the nature of the game. I mean, yes, you're disappointed and you don't want it to happen to yourself, but in some ways it can be a spur to the next thing, because I've had many, many years at Manchester United. You know, I've been a player there, I've been a coach there, I was an assistant manager there. So I've done more than most people could ever wish to have done at a big club. And to have stayed there that long, you know, in some ways, you know, tells you that you've done a decent job. And because if you hadn't, you wouldn't have been there that long. It is a new challenge now, and hopefully I get that opportunity to have that next step.
So what is the next step for you? You're looking for a coaching role? Do you want to go into management yourself?
Yeah, I think the next step probably for me would be to look at management. That's all about opportunity and you know, given the chance. But there's few and far between those jobs. Obviously, yeah, coaching is something that I've done probably a lot longer than managing. So I feel as though I can bring something to the table in that department. But it's just a case of where you now pitch yourself in, because when you've worked at Manchester United, you've travelled the world and you've won, you know, the major trophies out there for a club like Manchester United. It's now a case of, can you pitch back in at the Premier League? Does somebody want to take you on board? Or do you have to go looking a little bit lower down? And if that's the case, you need to know your onions down there, you know, because I know European football and I know Premier League football, but you have to do a little bit of revision now on the championship and you know, below that, and just see what is out there and how things, you know, are playing at that level. So for me, yeah, I want the next challenge. I've got the history behind me, I've got the memories, but I'm not going to dwell on that now. I'm quite positive at having a little break, having a look in, see what's going on outside of Manchester United, and then getting back in there and having a right good go at it, wherever that may be, and try and improve football players, try and make a club better, and try and win something.
And finally, did Sir Alex ever forgive you for bursting that balloon? Because I know you nearly
That's
gave him a heart
had
attack.
so many hits on that internet, it's been unbelievable. I wish I had a penny for every time that's been played. That was an unusual situation because I just got the assistant manager's job at that time, and I thought my job could have been over and within 2 weeks, but it was there for everybody to see. It nearly gave him a heart attack.
He saw the funny
But he
side.
did see the funny side after it, yeah. Not at the time, but after it, he did, yeah.